Unit 24. Politics and war have been an inseparable pair throughout history. In the past, war officials were not as nice and politically correct as they are now. They would intrude upon other countries without warning and take their land by force. The paramilitary would sweep through a quiet countryside so barbarically that it made neighboring civilians flinch with fear. The military would threaten extreme violence unless the civilians were docile and allowed them to take the land. As time went on, the people became very vigilant about the military presence. There were some civilians that were proponents of war with the military invaders, but they were often aloof towards the military in person. Still, life went on in the countryside, despite the military and their opponents. A high-class noblewoman rejoiced in the fact that scientists discovered the faucet, while a poor woman was worrying about how to feed her unborn fetus. Not everyone wanted to go to war. There were, and still are to this day, many riots against the military, but no real war. Anti-war protesters have grown so accustomed to the military living in their town that they are perplexed as to why anything must be disturbed. So without being too conspicuous, the civilians that were pushing for peace signed an aqueous agreement that allowed the military to live in their area forever. Everyone was auspicious about the declaration of peace.